Vayhi b'shalach paray esa'om. So the pasuk says, v'leinocham elikim derech eretz plishtim kikarifu. The reason Hashem doesn't send them derech eretz plishtim, even though the chayra, it's the closer way, it's a faster way, ki amar elikim, peninochim ha'om b'roysa melchama b'shalva mitzrayim. Or maybe they won't, they're going to get scared of the melchama, they're going to run back to Mitzrayim. So the pasuk says that the reason why they're going to go this that way is in order to avoid the melchama. And the problem is, frek techazanish, avada, they have to go this way. They have to go to Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch already told Moshe Rabbeinu, tavdu nesar alikim ala hor hazeh. So the chayav, they're going to have to go davka in this derech anyways. Even say that maybe mitchila, the reason HaKadosh, it's all part of the cheshbon that he knows he's going to be sent. Hey, because of shalai yiru melchama, memela, that's why it's Har Sinai. Efshim. It's an interesting shiloh. Why Taka didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu shtela veka neis, maybe a little bit in the oifin that they would make melchama with the Mitzrayim? Instead of having the tremendous neis of Kriyas Yamsuf, why couldn't it be? The Mitzrayim are running after them. Let there be a matzav that the Yidin will be menatzeach b'melchama. Afterward, they go into Eretz Canaan and they're menatzeach b'melchama. Why can't they be menatzeach b'melchama? So Andrew say because it shouldn't be a matzav of koichi v'yotzim yodi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this stage wanted a shtela vek kuloi neis. Atem tacharishin. Hashem yilochim lachem v'atem tacharishin. Taka davkin azah oifin. The Chassam Sofer writes in the heart, he said, it's weiter, hakoros hatoif. Lamaisin is a posik, al tesayiv mitzri ki gera yisa ba'artzoi, disfurta hakoros hatoif. Okay, weiss this kriyas yamsev is a little, according to the Yidin are doing it, you know, we walk through the yam, and then the mitzriim drown, but that we should be loichim negdom, lichten dem shoyner a knetch from the hakoros hatoif, ki gera yisa ba'artzoi. And Ibn Ezra, he writes a different shot over here. He says that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, Be'emes, they were going in a matzav that they were holding. They were avodim for so many years to be loichim against the Mitzrayim. They were holding in a matzav of walking out as avodim shvelim. And more than that, he says that it wasn't lechinum that the Eibishter was mesayviv the taka for the 40 years in the midbar. The entire dar kemat is nifter, and a new dar that didn't have sheep with Mitzrayim is the ones that are going in to be loichim keneged the lamed aleph malchei Canaan. It's talking not yeni yidden that left Mitzrayim. They were avodim. And in a different art he writes in the beginning of Shmois, that's why the Eibishter made that Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in Beis Paroi. The Yeshua had to come not from someone that grew up as the Eved. That he wouldn't be able to make the Mulcham. It had to come taka duorch Moshe Rabbeinu that was godel be Beis Paroi. Alshmet acheshmen. Vachamushim olu b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. They came. One pshat Rashi says is that 4/5 of the Yidden died, but the other pshat, the poshup pshat, the Rashbam learns like that, which always learns poshup pshat, mizuyonim, they went with weapons. Why taka? So the Rashbam learns that they were going with weapons in order to go into Eretz Canaan. They say, so we're going now before the Chet Egel, Chet Meraglim. They're 11 days, they're on the way to Canaan. So they're coming ready with weapons to go into Eretz Canaan. The Rashbam learns differently, that they needed the mizuyonim, they needed the weapons in order to fight against, if there's going to be Mochamis now, from the Aram HaKroivos. In Tzfasemish state, Loshen V'chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim is a Loshen of Chamishim. We know that the Yidden were Kemat in the Memtes Shari Tuma, and every Darga of the Shari Tuma requires another Geula. There was 50 Madregas of Geula. For every Madrega of the Shari Tuma that they were in, they had to be Nigal. So there were really 50 Geulais. V'chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael, there were 50 Geulais. And like we know, Be'emes on Leil Pesach, we spoke about it other times, Be'emes the Yidden entirely went out of these Memtes Shari Tuma and went Be'emes to the Spitz Nun, to the Spitz Dargis of Kedusha. That was of a Milamala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them as a Matana on Leil Pesach. Afterwards, the 49 days of Sfiris HaOmer was the Avoida Atzmus that they themselves had to work every day on a Madrega. In Zohar state, it says, V'chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael, V'chamushim is Chamishim, Yitzias Mitzrayim was in the year of Yovel of the Yovelis. Yovel is every 50 years. And Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. B'nei Yisrael left Mitzrayim at the Yovel of the Chamishim, the 50th Yovel. Now, Peter Cheshbon, 50 times 50 is 2,500. And we know that Be'emes the B'nei Yisrael left Yitzias Mitzrayim was Be'erech 2,450, 2,448. It's l'chayra a little bit off. 50 yoylus is 50 times 50. So there's a gevaldik pshat I sure brought down from a Meir Shapiro Milablin. Be'emes we know it's a sugin erech, and in other places a machlekes tanoim, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama taka holds that every 50 years is Yovel. Shnas Yovel ain't min aminyan. But Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Shnas Yovel is oilam min aminyan. Yovel counts also as the first year of the next cycle, which means in essence that really every 49 years is Yovel. Yovel also counts as year number one. Shnas Yovel oilam lakan ulakan. By Bazoi, every 49 years is Yovel. If every 49 years is Yovel, 50 Yovel is taka 2,451. That's already a lot closer. That it's taka richtig the cheshbon that the Bnei Yisrael left after 50 Yovels. That's going according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And he adds even more. He says there's a pasuk. It says Vayar Hashem kisor lirois by the snare. And there's a medrash that says Hashem saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was sor lirois. Sor is gematria 260. Why 260? Moshe Rabbeinu had a havmin that maybe the Yidden shouldn't leave Mitzrayim after 210 years. They should leave after 260 years. Why 260? What's up is Moshe Rabbeinu has a havmin that they should leave Mitzrayim after 260 years. So there's a pshat that 260 is Shem Yud Kevavke times 10 and looking them grossing in Yonim. But there's a pshat that's going like this. There's a machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Is Yovel 50 years or Yovel 49 years? They didn't have to leave Mitzrayim after 50 Yovels. So Lefi Emes they did. After 50 Yovels of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. But Moshe Rabbeinu has a havmin that maybe they're supposed to leave Mitzrayim after 50 Yovels of Shitas Tanakam. 50 Yovels of Shitas Tanakam would require another 50 years. So that was his havmin that they would leave after 260 years. In the Hemshech HaPsukim Kipshuta it says V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. And what's the next pasuk? V'yigach Moishes atzmais Yosef. Eskilu learns sich that was the V'chamushim. Going with the Arayni Shal Yosef, the Arayni Shal Yosef alein was the Klizayin. That's what was matzal them. We know later on when they had to go through the Yam. Ma ro hayam, yom ro v'yonis, ma ro hayam. One of the Midrashim will try to explain it later. Ro Arayni Shal Yosef. So Arayni Shal Yosef was what saved them. That's the V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael. And this brings to mind, there's a famous Maisa. You do a famous Maisa, the Maskilim wanted to make Chozik, they wanted to make fun of how it looks, a Yiddish Mulchama. They know how to make Mulchama. They know V'yis Vavzim. They understood the Maskilim. Oh, but they know, they wanted to make a play, how it looks, a Yiddish Mulchama. And the Yiddish Mulchama was, they brought a whole bunch of people on, and then the Kayin comes and he's Machriz, Mia Isha Yari V'Rachalevav, Mia Isha Sher Bonabayis, Mia Isha Sher Eres Isha, and everyone goes off the stage. And they make fun that afterwards the only two people left on the stage that was left to go to the Mulchama is Rab Kveger and the Shagisari. And this is how they made Choyzik of our Yiddish Mulchama, V.S. Koktois. When Rab Chaim had gesagt, Avada, everything is good. This is Al Semis. And they missed one point. The Taka Azoiz min Menatzeach, the Mulchama Taka. Mit Rab Kveger and the Shagisari. After you Taka say that all the Isha Yari Varach Alevav doesn't go, Azei Mach me Mulchama. When Rab Kveger and the Shagisari, that Menatzeach Zayin Mulchama. This the Maskilim didn't understand. Vayigach Moishes Atzmais Yosef Chazal Darshan Chacham Lev Yigach Mitzvah Zeh Moishe that called Yisrael Asku Bebizah. But he was Chacham Lev, he was Isaac in bringing the Atzmais Yosef. Interesting. The Bezah Hayam is also a mitzvah. The Ebishter was mitzvah, but Achrei Kein, Yetzvah Chush Godel, they should do it. Seichet HaMitzvah. But Weiss Reis, this is not a Zah mitzvah. It's a Zah mitzvah. A mitzvah that doesn't have the Matan Schar Betzidoi. A mitzvah that not everyone else is doing. A Meis mitzvah. To go and do the mitzvah Nishvah's Alamachim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Chacham Lev, he goes and takes the Atzmas Yosef. Now how did he find the Atzmas Yosef? Lamaisa, he had to write on a cloth, he had to write a Shem of Hashem, and that's what brought up the Arayin Shal Yosef. So then as I saw, the Aruch Lener in Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel, over there there's a sugi that David HaMelech was Koyre the Sheet, and he was looking to dig down to make the foundation for the Beis HaMikdash, and it came up, the Mayim HaTachtoinim came up. And it started going up too high. And he didn't know how to stop it. And he said, is there anyone knows that know how to stop it? He knew that putting a shame of Hashem and throwing it into the water will stop it. But is it mutter to be moichik as Hashem? And he says, whoever doesn't know. He was ma'ayim that whoever knows has to tell us. And finally, he threw in the shame. And then says the water went down. It went down too much. It went back up. Chamesh esrei milas. So Frecht Aruch Ner, he brings the Kashm de Zeis Ranon. We see here that it wasn't so poshut about being Moichik as Hashem. Over there, the Gemara made a Kal V'Chaymer that by Soit being Moichik as Hashem, so Koshkin over here, Master Shalom Ben Ishtai, like Koshkin to be Matzah the ganze Welt. But what was the heter over here of Moshe Rabbeinu to be Moichik as Hashem? So one said it was only gram of a Mechika. Maybe he was going to throw it in. Maybe grad would happen. And then he brings another pshat, he says, because Moshe Rabbeinu here had a Shavua. Because he made a Shavua. Then he's going to halisa mesatz moisai. But what is his zodah shavua? Who cares if there's a shavua? The mice it's aser. So the Ochon is mas, but what he means is like this, Be'emes, it's before Matan Torah. And before Matan Torah, he's not mitzvah. Nor Avada, they kept the whole Torah. Avram Avinu, and we know always that who had been all the Yidden until Matan Torah were also keeping the Torah. Beseder, but over here, B'makom, that he had a Beferish Shavua, Hashbei Hashbiya, to take it out, then B'makom that, Avada was mutter. I saw a different shot, a Chiddush, from Rav Shimon Moshe Diskin Zatzal. He said that by Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't Moichik Deshem. He says he was mechaykik it. He carved it out. Not he wrote it. He carved it out. And it wasn't nimchak in the mayim. So b'chal wasn't the problem. How come David HaMelech couldn't do that? So he says, Gorach Chiddush. He wants to say that by David HaMelech, Fashteinish and Dinyonim, what was going to save that the water was going to go down wasn't throwing in the shem. It was that the shem would be nimchak into the mayim. That's what was going to cause the water to go down. So it wasn't an option to do it with chakika. Over there, the point was, al yedei the mechikas Hashem. That's what was going to be matzal the mayim. Over there, David HaMelech needed a makar from Saifa. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, it was b'chakika. V'omar parei livnei Yisrael, nevuchim heim ba'aretz. So Pashup Sharashi says it means al b'nei Yisrael. The Targum Yoinusen says it means kipshutei v'omar parei livnei Yisrael. Parei spoke to the b'nei Yisrael. He spoke to Dosan v'aviram, who were from the b'nei Yisrael. As I say in Targum Yoinusen. Because Dosan v'aviram stuck around, they didn't pass with Kriyas Yamsov, and they stayed in Eretz Mitzrayim. I saw the Maral Diskin writes, he says, what's takit b'shat? Dosan v'Avirim didn't want to go out with the Geula. So why didn't they go Ayamakas Choshech? So last week we said, from the Rosh, the Pirush Rosh Al HaTorah, that the only ones that died Ayamakas Choshech is Labdak, if you were a Rosha, it's because you were Nesiyayish Min HaGeula. That was the cause of the death. And Dosan v'Avirim, maybe they were a Shoyim or you, but they weren't Nesiyayish Min HaGeula. But the real Diskin wants to explain that Dosan v'Avirim were the Noiksim. They were the Shoitrim of the Am, and they were Soivul. Pari hit them. When the Yidden didn't do enough of the work, they got Klep. And he says, someone that Soivul Klep, for an under Yidden Klal Yisrael, so come to Maschar. And that's why Atke Dekap, they weren't Nerag in Makas Choshech. And B'yoyser, he says that they didn't go through Kriyas Yamsef. So what was their Hatzolah? He says they had their Egen Hatzolah. Kodesh Baruch, as they shrive to that. They used to make an Egen and Nes. Dosan v'Avirim had their Egen Hatzolah. Had to go through. And the Eibishter was Mavtiach, Ki Kasher Re'isem Es Mitzrayim Hayoyim Loisoy Sifun L'Roisem Oid Ad Oilom. We know that the Medrash says that after Kriyas Yamsef, the Yam was poilant. All the Mitzrayim and every Yid was able to know that this is the Mitzri that was shepherding him, and they saw the Mitzrim again. I dosh date that the Ebishter was Mavtiach, ki kasher isem es Mitzrayim, lo yisei sifan l'roisem, vayis t'chois, and from here the Noi Debi Yehuda Be'emes brought a raya, it was a whole shayla, and he brought a raya from a pasuk, not from Gemara, from Shulchan Aruch, from a pasuk. There was a shayla, a person got into a big fight with his brother, and he made a neder that he's never going to look at his brother, and b'shas t'ptira, he mamash had charota, and he wanted to go to the Levaya to see for one last time his brother. And the shayla was, but he had made a shvua, a neder, that he's never going to look at his brother. He says, that's only b'chayim. La'achar misa, it's not called l'soysef l'roysef panecha. And he brought a raya from over here. The Eibishter was mavtiach l'soysef from the roysef panayim of the Mitzrayim. And after he came, the Yidden Abad looked at the Mitzrayim after they died. From here he brought out a psak halacha that when a person says, it's mistam ha'shayla v'loshim b'nei adam b'emis aber, when a person says l'soysef l'roysef panecha, panecha means only b'chayim. Brought a raya from a pasuk. Now the Eibishter tells Moshe, va'ata horem es matcho. It looks like Moshe Rabbeinu did makas the Kriyas Yamsuf with the mate. But the Pirush Rosh Al HaTorah brings b'shem Ovid that no, the Emes, the Yidden weren't miming yet in Moshe Rabbeinu that much. They kept on saying it's the mate, it's all the mate. The mate is what's doing everything, and they weren't miming yet in Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Eibishter wanted to tell Moshe Rabbeinu va'ato horem es matcha, lift up your stick. And horeim, truma, be mafreshit, put it aside. Horeim es matcha, put it aside. Show them that you're not using the mate. Uniteis yotcha la yam. And without the mate, be noita your yad onto the yam, and that's what will make Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's why taka afterwards, vayinim vayaminu b'Hashem uver Moshe avdoi, they realize already it's not the mate, it's Moshe Rabbeinu alein. That's how we want to learn the pasuk. Horeim es matcha, be mafresh the mate, put it aside. Show them that you're not using it. Uniteis yotcha la yam. And the Rosh, he brings this pshat b'shem is Ovid, b'shem Ovid, and then he's Moisef, he says, there's a medrash in Medrash Tehillim. The medrash gives a mashal about a melech that sent one of the sarim to the pardes to go bring something from the pardes. Meanwhile, by the pardes, there was a shomer. There was a shomer that wasn't supposed to allow anyone in. And the melech knew that it's not going to be so fortunate. So he gave this sar, he gave him his tabas to show the shomer to let him in. And the sar came with the tabas and he showed the shomer, and the shomer didn't let him in. He said, no, it's not enough, I'm not convinced. So the Tsar went back to the Melech and says, he's not letting me in. So the Melech himself came. And when the Shomer saw the Melech coming, the Shomer got scared. The Shomer started running away. He chapped that he made a mistake, that he should have let this person in. He had the Tabas alein. And he started running away. So the Melech calls him and says, no, what are you running away for? Faker, you did a gewaldige job. I told you to be a shomer, you were an excellent shomer. But now I'm telling you, this is a yaitzim and a klal. Please let this specific sar in. And now the sar doesn't even need the tabas. The Eberster himself came and said, let him in. And the nimshel is that Avada Moshe Rabbeinu Mitchili was coming with the mate, and the yam is saying, no, I was given a tzivi from Sheshes and Mebereshes to be mamshich. So the Eberster himself comes. Hayom ro! That the Eberster himself, Hayones, he runs away. He thought he didn't do good. Maybe he wasn't sure. So the Eberster says, no, taka azeh. But now, it's hori nes matah. Without the matah alein, I want to show that Moshe Rabbeinu is getting through. Azeh lantern in the moshel. Now in Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Yud Tes, Vayisa Malach Alekim, and then Pasuk Chof and Pasuk Chof Aleph, all three of these Pesukim, Pasuk Yud Tes, Chof and Chof Aleph, have 72 letters. And if you do it at Rashi and Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Mem Hei, bring down that there are 72 Shemers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, there's a lot of different Shemers, there's bigger Shemers, but there are 72 three-letter Shemers. There are 72 little Shemers that each one has three letters. And what you do is you write down Pasuk Yutes in the right order, Pasuk Chaf backwards, and Pasuk Chaf Aleph again in the right order, and you match the letters, and that will bring you 72 different three-letter Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi over there is being Masber because they used to say after Halal on Sukkot, they would say Ani V'Hoy, Yishiyono, that those two words, Ani V'Hoy, Ataka, Shemois, that are from, Ani is the 37th one, and V'Hoy is the first one, that's the simple one, is the Vav of Ayisa, and of course, the hey, the last letter in Pasuk Chav, and then again the Vav of Ayei, those are Shemois, and Rashi brings that all of these Pesukim are Shemois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, as we said, there's a famous Medrash that says, Hayom Rav Ayonis, there's a lot of Medrashim, Hayom Rav Ayonis, Ma Rav Ayom, one of the Medrashim famous Medrash is, Ma Rav Ayom, Rav Braitha Shalab Yishmol. The Yam saw the Braitha Rav Yishmol. So there's a pshat that the Yud Gimel Midah that Torah addresses Ben is Be'emes Mechuvin Kenegi, the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim, written the Masach in Yonim. And the Yam really saw the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim, he understood he has to have Rachamim here on Klal Yisroel. This is aim pshat. Another pshat I saw, that Be'emes the Yam, there's a Medrash that says that the Yam didn't want to split. He said, this is the people that you told me Mishesh and Mibreshish I'm supposed to split for. Halolo evdi avoyde zorah, halolo evdi avoyde zorah. I'm not willing to split for them. So the Eberster said, according to one of the Midrashim, no, the Yidden are different. They did tshuva. They did tshuva. Now, how do you know a makabel tshuva from Oiv De'avoy Dezora? Before Matan Torah, they're not Yidden yet. Who says that that's a teretz? Maybe it's Taka Taina. Hello, Oiv De'avoy Dezora. Hello, Oiv De'avoy Dezora. Who says you makabel tshuva from a Ben Noach? Is the pshat is Brisa de Rabbi Yishmol. There's a Tana Rabbi Yishmol. He's named after Yishmol. What's happens? We give a name after a Rosha. The teretz is Yishmol also tshuva. How do you know his tshuva was accepted? If it wasn't, there wouldn't be a Braisa de Rabbi Yishmol. We wouldn't have named someone after Yishmol. It must be a tshuva was accepted. So the Yam saw a Braisa de Rabbi Yishmol. He understood that the tshuva was taka, a tshuva of Klal Yisrael, and therefore this taka, there's a chilek taka. I mean, three more of the Avodah Zarah. But the Yidden did tshuva. This is raw Braisa de Rabbi Yishmol. A different shot I saw. There's a medrash that says, Hayom Rav Ayonis, Hayarden Tisoy Vlacher, that the Yam saw that even the Yarden split. And he made a Kalvachoymer. If the Yarden splits for Yeshua, certainly he should split from Moshe Rabbeinu alein. This is a kal v'chomer. Yud Gimel Midas, Rabbi Shmuel, Braisa Rabbi Shmuel, the Yam saw the Braisa Rabbi Shmuel, he saw that it's a midas of a kal v'chomer, and that's why he learned to split. And another pshat I saw, that, again, the Yam says, hello, why should I split? And one of the Midrashim say that the answer back was, klum ato, Shoifet Oynis Kerotzen. What are you comparing Oynis to Rotzen? They were an Oynis. Taka they were Avodah Zarah, but it was Ba'Oynis. No, Avodah Zarah is Yared Val Yava. Even if it's Ba'Oynis, Yared Val Yava. Teretz is, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. In the end of Perek Ben Sayyirim, Rashidus Rabbi Yishmael is Taka that you don't say Yared Val Yava by Avodah Zarah. There's a Shaila by Shvichas Dom and Gili Reis. Yeah, Pashtus. But by Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yishmael says no Yared Val Yava. He argues. So it's Ma Ra Ayom, Ra Braisa Rabbi Shmuel. It doesn't mean Braisa Rabbi Shmuel. It means Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, that he holds that there's no Yared Val Yavar on Avodah Zarah. Now the precious Drachim, he goes a step further. He brings the Medrash a little bit more by Arichas. He says like this. Ki Yidua, the precious Drachim, Keseder, has the whole Arichas in the first Drasha, whether the Yidden before Matan Torah have a din of a Bnei Yisrael or a din of a Ben Noach. And Bemis is Rais Lakan Lakan. But his topic really is, did they have a din of a Yisrael even Lakula? Or no? They were a Ben Noach and also a Yisrael, the Chumrah of both. And of them, Drake's of them is the Ganser Drush. So he says like this. It says that the Yam says, or he brings the message that the Malach HaRoa came, the Yitzhara, the Tzamach Mem comes, and he says, the Yidin Roi Ben Avoy Dezara. And the Eibishter answers back, Shoyte! Klumat the Shoyte! Shoygeg Kemezid and Oynes Kerotzin. So Zog the Prashas Racham, what's this double lashon? Shoygeg Kemezid, Oynes Kerotzin. And why is he calling him a Shoyte? So Zog the Prashas Racham Azoy. It's marvel. He has Cheshboynes al Cheshboynes in this inyonim. But he says like this, by Klal Yisrael we know that Yared Val Yaver, Avoy Dezor is Yared Val Yaver. A Yid is Mitzvah Al Kiddush Hashem. Even if it's Be'oynes, Yared Val Yaver. By a Goy, there's no Yared Val Yaver. Mitzad Sheni, when something is a Shoigig, a Yid is not Chayiv on Shoigig. But a Benoyach, there's a Sugin Machis, a Benoyach is Chayiv even in Shoigig. Now, if Yidin over here in Mitzvahim, they were every Avoy Dezor, but it was Oynes, it was Shoigig, it was Alagut Ezach. But the Samach Mem held, no. You know, they have a din of a Benoyach and a din of a Yisrael, L'chumra, on both accounts. So in spite of the fact that they were also an Oynes and also a Shoygig, they were an Oynes, who cares? A Yisrael is chayiv even by Oynes. They were Shoygig, who cares? A Benoyach is chayiv even in Shoygig. And you get Chumras Shneim. Zok the Eivish the back, Shoyte. It's like a beduktik that he calls him a Shoyte. The Gemara says someone that, right, either you pick Beis Hillel the Chumrayan, the Kulayan, or Beis Shammai. But to pick Chumras, Beis Shammai, or Beis Hillel together is Shoyte. So the Eivish tells him, you're a Shoyte, you want to do both. Klumat the Mash, the Shoygig, Kimezid, and at the same time, Oynes Kerotzayim. Mamanushach. You want to say they have a Chumra of a din of Yisrael? Fine. But they have a Heter because they were Shoigig. You want to say they have a din of a Benoyach? So they have a Heter, they were Oynes. To say that they get Chumras Shneim, das is Ashtus. And that's what Taka saved them. There's a different Medrash. Ma Ro Hayom, Ro Aroyne Shel Yosef. What's up with Aroyne Shel Yosef? So Be'em is Kriyas Yamsuf is 6 days into the Sphere Soimer. Which in the Sphere Soimer, we know that the seven spheres is going Chesed, it's going Keneged Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. It's Keneged the day of Yosef, Taka. Ro, Aroyne Shel Yosef. And I once heard a pshat that there's a Bemis of Rashi in Yeshaya, there's a pasuk for Harashom Kayom Nirgash, that the same way the Gali Hayam, the waves of the ocean never end. They keep on one after the other, even though it breaks by the Choyl Hayam, the next one comes also. The same thing by Rishoyim. A Rasha doesn't realize and he watches how the other Rishoyim are getting Nenash, and he doesn't care. He goes Viter, he has Viter. No self control. Negate Viter and get Viter. And Yosef is the opposite of that. Yosef is the whole mahus of controlling a person and holding yourself back. That's Yosef. You saw it. So what did the Yam see that he should stop, that his waves shouldn't continue? As like, normally the Yam goes, right? The Yam goes, doesn't stop, it doesn't split in the middle. The Yam gate, that's Evi Arush. But he saw Roi Nishal Yosef. Yosef is that koyach of putting a stop. That's what made the Yam stop that. Oz Yoshir. It's Oz Yud Shir that Balaturim says that there are 10 Shiras in Tanakh. There's the Shiras HaYam, there's the Shiras HaBe'er, then there's Shiras HaZinu, then there's Shiras in the times of Yeshua, then there's Shiras Devoira, I think that's the Haftorah. Well, then, and then by Chana, Shechana has a Shira, David, Shloime, and Chizkiah, that's 9. And then he says, Lasid Lavi is going to be the 10th Shira. That's Oz Yoshir. There's a Magen Avraham in Eirachayim in Simon Samach Zayin. The Magen Avraham writes that we know there's a mitzvah essay they write to be Mazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we do at the end of Kriyashma. We say a whole Nusach and we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah essay they write, Bein Bayoyim, Bein Balayla. So up to Magen Avraham, you don't have to dafka say that Nusach that's in the Siddur. The Iker is to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you say a halacha that discusses Yitzias Mitzrayim, you're Yitzah. As I state my first in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, when does Rebbe say Kriyashma? When he covers his eyes during the Shir. But when does he mask Yitzias Mitzrayim? Only during the Shir he mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim. A godless. In every single Shir he brought around Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's how he was Yaitzi Yitzias Mitzrayim. He doesn't say the Nusach it says in the Siddur. But he mentions Allah. Ibazoi Zok to Magen Avraham, Hu Adin Oz Yoshir. If a person just says Oz Yoshir, by saying Oz Yoshir, that will also count as a kiyum of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Azoi Paskin the Magen Avraham. Now the Chasam Sofer and Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch, they argues. He says, first of all, you don't have kavanah when you're saying as Yosher Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is nishgeferla. What if a person will have in mind? But then he has a kasha. He says, Kriyas Yamsuf wasn't on Yoin Seischa. The mitzvah is Lamantiskar as Yoin Seischa Me'eres Mitzrayim. And Kriyas Yamsuf happened 7 days later, 8 days later. Rashi says in Parsha Shlach that 8 sitzes connected, the 8 days between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. Look, it's 7 days. We read the Sakh of their Rashi. The last Rashi in Parsha Shlach. Or Bakuponim, it's not that day. It's not Yoin Seischa. It's afterwards. So Zog the Chasam Sofer, you're not Yoytze by mentioning Kriyas Yamsuf. Rabbi Kiveger and Hagoyish Shulchan Aruch also brings his Shver, the Chasam Sofer. Now he doesn't bring the Hagoyis Chasam Sofer in Shulchan Aruch. In Rabbi Kiveger's printed Shulchan Aruch in his house, it didn't have Hagoyis Chasam Sofer yet. But in our Shulchan Aruch, we have Hagoyis, Rabbi Kiveger and Hagoyis Chasam Sofer. But Rabbi Kiveger in our Hagoyis Shulchan Aruch quotes his Shver, the Chasam Sofer, from a different Sefer. He says this from Chosnei Hagoyin, Moshe Bezdin Freshberg, B'tshuvas HaNitpas B'Sefer Yama Talmud. He brings him down, and he says that you're not Yoytze because it's not that day. And also, Rabbi Kiveger brings a chiddush. He brings from a medrash that you have to mention Makas B'chayrus. A chiddush ladina. It's negaya. That you have to mention Makas B'chayrus. When we say in Ezra, B'chayrim Arokta, that's chelik of it. You have to mention Makas B'chayrus also as a chelik of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why you're not Yoytze with us Yashir. So stay to Avikuach. The Magen Avraham holds you Yoytze with us Yashir. Because that's also Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Magen Avraham and the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Kiveger, they say no. You have to dafka say Yoyim Tzeischo and Makas B'chayrus. Shteitu Avikuach, is Yitzias Mitzrayim Takedavka the Yoyim Tzeischo? Or who Adin Kriyas Yamsev is also Shaykh? And Bemis, that's a Shaila Kloli. Is Yitzias Mitzrayim, is Kriyas Yamsev a separate story? Or it's a Chelik of Yitzias Mitzrayim? So that's a Chabisul Machlokes, Magen Avraham, Rabbi Kiveger, Chasam Sofer. So I want to say, a pilpul, a Dvar Chiddush. We know that Chazal say that the Eibishter said, I have to give them Bizas Hayam. Why? Shelo Yoyim Aroysoi Tzadik, Va'avodim Ve'inu Oysom Kiyamta Behem? Zog to Eibishter, I have to give them Bizas Hayam. Otherwise, Avraham Avinu is going to come with Tainus. The reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give us Bizas Hayam is because Avraham Avinu is going to come with Tainus. The reason the Eibishter has to give us Bizas Hayam is because he was Takam Avtiach. Zog to Gro. No, Avad, the Eibishter was Mavtiach Rechush Gadol. But after Rechush Gadol, maybe it's enough just. No, I'm sorry, the other way around. Maybe it's just enough to be. The Eibishter said he has to give up also Bizas Mitzrayim. As the Haftoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe it's enough just from Kriyas Yamsuf. How do you know you also need from Yitzias Mitzrayim? Avraham Avinu is going to come with times. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Mi'ikar Adin, doesn't have to. What was Taka the Haftoch? Was the Haftoch on Yoyim Tzeischa? Or was what comes by Kriyas Yamsuf also count? So, Kilo, that's a machloikis between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu. What's a machloikis? Magen Avraham and Chasam Sofer is now a machloikis HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Avraham Avinu. B'doyim to what we said before, the Proshas Drochem Be'emes has the Shiloh, that they have a din of a Ben Noach. And if you go through the Shtikl on Proshas Drochem, he starts off with a Machlokes Achroinim, then he brings it to Machlokes Rishoinim, a Machlokes Amiroim, and finally to Machlokes Yosef and the brothers themselves. And then in Basrei, as I saw it Mahalach. Be'emes is the first Targum Yoinison. The Targum Yoinison in Bereishis, it says, Perek Tezvov, V'gamas Agoyas Er Yavdin Dono Noichi, V'achre Ken Yetzir B'chush Godol, Zog the Targum Yoinison, after I'm going to give them the 250 Makis, which is the 250 Makis of Kriyas Yamsuf, then Yetzir B'chush Godol. So you see that the Yetzir B'chush Godol is taken then. And I once heard a pshat, it says, V'yoysha Hashem, V'yoyim Ahu. V'yoyim Ahu is the day of Kriyas Yamsuf. He was already Yoysh Moshiach them, but Yetzir Mitzrayim. Stay to know that Kriyas Yamsuf is the Gemar of Yetzir Mitzrayim. It's not a Dover Noise. It's Dover Noise also, but it's a Chelik of Yetzir Mitzrayim. And what's the pshat? Eved Sheborach, if you catch him, he still has to work. But Misasa Odoin, then you go free. Yitzias Mitzrayim was Taka Eved Sheborach. They were Bereach Mi Mitzrayim. Over Eved Sheborach, if the master comes back after him, it's Chayev Lahashlam, Sugyan Kedushin. Over when Misasa Odoin, by Kriyas Yamsev, is Gevorin Misasa Odoin, Misasa Odoin is Taka Yoytze Lecheris. That Epsher is the Knech Noisaf, why Yitzias Kriyas Yamsev is Taka the Hashlomo of Yitzias Mitzrayim. State in the Shira Uveruach Apecha Ner Mumayim Chakim Mumayim. There was a Chochma in the Mayim. What was the Chochma in the Mayim? So the Chochma could be all the drushes of Ra Hayom Ra Brisa Rav Yishmael Azoyful Teres Meram Gizot. And then like Dasa Chochma Tak. Or Bekenzain is a pshat. We know that Chazal say that every mitzvah would drown differently, right? Kakash, Kaeven, and Kaiforis. And depending on the darga of his rishus, is did he go down as a ferris, which is a lot less, it quickly goes down, a lot less torture, or only like an evan, or even worse, like kash, that keeps on going up and down. So the mayim has to know, to be mavchin in each mitzvah, what madrega he is. And I'm clearing, I don't know if it was only three madregas. Could be it was a lot of madregas. In kash itself, there's a lot of madregas. In evan itself, there's azah evan. Every mitzvah got exactly the amount of madrega of punishment that he had. And the mayim itself, was a gewaldike chochma in the mayim, that the Mayim had the chokhmah of being mavchin to give each mitzri exactly his punishment. Bemis is a big arichas. There's a sach mitzrashim. Bemis is a mishnah and obvious already. Asorin nisim nasu alayam. Asorin makos hevi hakadosh baruch hu alamitzrim alayam. The mefarshim talk about arichas in obvious. Rav Nosson also even more about arichas. All the different nisim that happened, that the yam bracken split up into 12, right? By yabosha is biyud beis shvilam heviyam is Rosh Tevis. That there was a sach grois and nisim, a sach chokmat kolit in them dag. There's a shayla lahalacha. Where does the shira end? Is the last pasuk of the shira Hashem yimloich lo'olam voed? That's the 18th pasuk. The shira starts by Oz Yosher. Right, this is negeya. First of all, when you're laying the shira, you have to lay it with a special niggun. But even more so in Hilchas. In Hilchas Ksiva Sefer Torah, we write the Shira in a tzura, in a different Surah, the Surah of Shira. So, does the last pasuk of the Shira Hashem Yimlech Lailam Void? Or is the last pasuk of the Shira Kivosos Parai? The Parsha ends with the 19th pasuk, Kivosos Parai. And then there's a new Parsha, Vatikach Merim Anaviyah. The new Parsha. So, is the pasuk Kivosos Parai part of the Shira? It's a big machloikis Rishonim. It's Negei Halacha L'maisa. When you write a Sefer Torah, how do you write a Sefer Torah? Do you write that pasuk in a Surah of Shira? The Rabbeinu Bechai talks about Riches, how the Inyan is of the Shira has to have Davke 18 Psukim. So that would be a right that he's going, that it's 18 Psukim. But it's Lomachleikis Mishoinim, and it's an Afkimino, but it's another Afkimino. It's an Afkimino in Hilchas Psuki de Zimra. In Psuki de Zimra, we're supposed to say Oz Yosher. Should we say the Pasuk of Kivos Suspare? It's totally if it's part of the Shira. So there's a Machsas Hashekel in Simen Nun Aleph in Hilchas Psuki de Zimra. He says he looked at various Sifrei Torah, some of them have it like that, some not. But he has an interesting Ha'orah. He says a lot of people say the pasuk Hashem Yimloich Lo'olam Voed twice. That means we have a minute, we say it twice and we say the Targum. But he says the reason we say it twice, people think it's not Hashem Yimloich Lo'olam Voed, we say it twice. He says no, we say it twice because it's the last pasuk of the Shira. But he says then people, they say it twice and then they say the pasuk of Kivasus. If you say the pasuk of Kivasus, that means you all Kivasus is the last pasuk. So don't say Hashem Yimloich twice, say Kivasus Parai twice. He ends with Atznei Aleches, Tomim Tiyeh. He says don't do modern Zachen. But Be'emes, Mamonoshach, you can't dance a bay the chasmas. If you hold that the last pasuk of the Shira is Hashem Yimloich and you say Hashem Yimloich twice, so then there's no reason to say the pasuk of Kivas Uspari. If you hold Kivas Uspari is part of the Shira and you're saying it, so say Hashem Yimloich once and say Kivas Uspari twice. Lamai say, our meaning, like I said, is we say Hashem Yimloich, not only we say it twice, we say it with the Targum also, vice versa, is another Indian in them, not Slam to say the last pasuk twice. Then they come tomorrow, Shom Sam Loi Choyku Mishpat. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Asora mitzvahs nitztavu b'mora, the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach were re-given to them, they were re-given the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, and it was nitoisav Shabbos, kibbut of aim and dinim. Shabbos, kibbut of aim and dinim. Now Rashi over here brings Shabbos, Torah aduma of dinim. The Gemara says Shabbos, kibbut of aim and dinim. So someone has suggested it was a mistake, that Rashi had said Shabbos, chof aleph v'dinim, and someone turned it into a pay aleph, and then someone else, or the same guy, turned it into Parah Aduma, and it's not like the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shabbos kibbut aveim v'dinim. Rashi in Mishpatim, interesting, when he talks about Mora, he says, in Mora they were given Shabbos kibbut aveim, Parah Aduma and dinim. He mentions both. Meaning he quotes the Gemara of Shabbos kibbut aveim v'dinim and also Parah. You have to know, in the Yoytris of Parshas Parah, we say, Mimora chuko gozra, the choik of Parah Aduma was given in Mora. Where is it Nirmaz in the Pasuk that we were given Shabbos, Kibbut Aveim, Parah, Dinim? So Dinim is Mishpat. Shom Sam Loi Choyku Mishpat. Dinim is Mishpat. And Choyk could be Parah Aduma. And the Emes, the Baal HaTurim says, Shom is Gematria Parah Aduma. Shom, Sam Loi, Shom is either the Shom or the Sam, I'm not sure which one. Both are the Gematria Parah Aduma. I'm not sure which one he means. I'm the Kudis in the Baal HaTurim, I don't know. But either way, Shom or Sam is Gematria Parah Aduma. Oh, but where's the remnants of Shabbos and Kibbut Aveim? Right, we said Choyk is Paraduma, Shom is Paraduma, Mishpat is Dinim. Where's the remnants of Shabbos and Kibbut Av? The Teretz is Pashat, there's no remnants here. But in the Aseres HaDibrois it says by Shabbos Kasher Tzivcha. Where? Already by Mora. And by Kibbut Av also it says in the Aseres HaDibrois Kasher Tzivcha. Where? Somewhere earlier in Mora. So from the Aseres HaDibrois we know that Shabbos and Kibbut Av were given in Mora. And like we said, Dinim and Paraduma is Nirmez in the Pasuk. Now what's the inyan of Paraduma, if you go with that girsa, that it was given dafk over here? So the Margolius Hayam in Sanhedrin, he brings a beautiful pshat. For to make a Paraduma, you also need mei mayon. You need special water. Now, where do they have this water from? It can't come from the ocean. The Gemara says, zoichlin is no good, right? You need dafka mayim chayim, only from the Nahar Pras, is the only item in the Kala, Gansa Sugi in the Dharam. So where do they have water from? So now is an opportunity. They have in Mara, they have clear, fresh spring water. But it was bitter, and he brings, the Rambam says, that mayim marim is no good. It's a psul in the Mayim. But after Moshe Rabbeinu was mamtik the Mayim, right? Vayashlech al Mayim, vayimtiku al Mayim. So now's the opportunity. They didn't have water until now. Now is the opportunity that they're going to have water for Parah Aduma. Now the Mayim of Parah Aduma needs Shmira. It's not stam as a... There's ganze mesechta Parah, the dinum of Shmira, how you watch it, hesachadas, melocha, uchan of psul. So now, but here's the water. They're going to go away. They need the water. So right away, when it was yimtiku al Mayim, shom, som loy, chayku mishpat. Right away, Moshe Rabbeinu taught them hilchas Parah Aduma. Because now they have the water. They have to put it in a special kelim and then make a Shmira on the Mayim. Now is the opportunity because they have fresh spring water that's not bitter. So he taught them, he'll just put a doom to watch the water. Hashem zok them. Am I going to say him? A ganze sugi fun mon. We'll open it up like this to Shaila. There's a ritva that says that you're not yoytzer the mitzvah of matzah with the mon. The ritva in Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin. There's a whole Shaila. What did you eat that first year in the Midbar? Aber he says you're not yoytzer mon with matzah. And bemis we can approach the shayla mikama v'kama ifanim. Matzah has to be made out of the chameshes minei dogon. Mon is not one of the chameshes minei dogon. Bemis, there's a tshuvas chasam soifer that he writes that bemis the mon was takar chitim, nor it was without the klipas. All kinds of food comes with klipas. The mon was given them. It was the chelik haruchni of it. It was without the klipas, but it was takar chitim. It was takar chameshes minei dogon. Or pekipshutai, I don't know if it was made out of chameshes minei dogon. Atzveit etnai in matzah. Matzah needs to be gidulei min haaretz. The mon wasn't gidulei min haaretz. Unless you go according to the Sifurna. The Sifurna says, it says, Yatsu min ha'om lilkoit on Shabbos. And the Sifurna says it was a shail of chilul Shabbos because the mon was attached to the ground and they had to be toilishit from the ground. After it landed, it had to be toilishit and there was a shail of chilul Shabbos of klisha. So according to the Sifurna, it's gidulei min haaretz. Noch atnai in matzah, that matzah has to be a dover that's roi to be chometz. Right? We need chameshes mini dog and only as that kind of matzah that can potentially turn into chametz as kosher for matzah. Could mon potentially turn into chametz? There's a whole shaila in the Chidah. It talks about it. If you had in mind that the mon should taste like something that's not kosher, it would taste like it. If you had in mind that it should be like chazer, it would turn into chazer. And on the side that it did, would you talk it be over chazer? If you thought it should be candies, it made you cavities. If you had in mind fleishiks, the taka was fleishiks, you couldn't eat milk afterwards. But al kaponim, it's not kosher if it can turn into something that's not kosher. On the side that it can't, so then it's not kosher for matzah because it's not something that could be chametz. Hagam, in a week from now after Pesach, if you have in mind that it should taste like chametz, it's not a problem. But on Pesach, if you would have in mind that it should be chametz, it wouldn't be able to turn into chametz. Is that a chesaron of dover she'eni roi liyos chametz? It's roi liyos chametz afterwards. Yesh lod. Another shaila is, it says that the mon, it was taimoi kitzapiches bedvash. It was taimoi kitzapiches bedvash. That means the Gemara says that Dvash is echad mishishim shebemon. The mon was much sweeter. Dvash is only a 60th of the mon. And the Gros says, Gevaldik, taimoy, right? Nois and tam is 1/60th. The tam of the mon, the nois and tam of the mon was like dvash. The mon was 60 times more. The nois and tam of the mon was kitzapiches bedvash. Abu Bukholif, and it was kitzapiches bedvash. So it was like a shayla, it's matzah ashira. It's not good for matzah because it's matzah ashira. Now you have to know, it says that the mon tasted like dvash. What does it mean that the mon tastes like dvash? We know that Chazal say the mon can taste like whatever you want it. So what does it mean that the mon tastes like dvash? So I wanted to say once, when you didn't have in mind anything specific, then it tasted like dvash. That's the ikker taste of it. But if you do it, there's a famous maitzah from the Chofetz Chaim. Man gefragt der Chofetz Chaim, was far atam at the mon gehad, as mitrach nicht. And the Chofetz Chaim said, and it's a big yisoid in life, but it was also a word for the mon, as mitrach nicht, hot es nicht kentam. If you don't think, it doesn't have any tam. And that's a big yisoy for a lot of things. As mitrachnish, what you're doing is hanishkin tam. So the chayr, if you ate the mon without thinking about a specific thing, there was no tam. So what does it mean the mon had a tam like dvash? So I wanted to say, I've sure a different teretz. You know when it tasted like dvash? When you had in mind that it should taste like mon. Mon tastes like dvash. When you have in mind mitrach, it should taste like mon. The tam of mon. It's a piece of dvash. As mitrach, garnish, hanishkin tam. As mitrach, this is like mon, then it tasted like dvash. And when you wanted it to be anything else, it was anything else. Oh, but the emesis could be that's also a toyus, because I saw in the Medrash, when the Medrash brings down, the Medrash brings a stira. On one hand it says that it tasted like dvash. On the other hand it says, k'taymei k'tam l'shara shemen. And in another place it's mash, but it was lechem. Zok the Medrash, lebochrim, it was lechem. Lezikeinim, dvash. And letinoikos, shemen. And from here the Medrash brings out that it tasted like whatever you want. It doesn't mean it tasted like bubblegum in lasagna. Das ist ja, die Menschen hatten mir sagen, the Bochum were able to have Tam Lechem, and the Zekenim were able to have Tam of Dvash, the Tinoikas had a Tam of Shad of Shemen. I mean, the Menschen have been gross in Musagen. This was means that the month tastes like anything. For each Madrega, Bochum, their Tam, the Zekenim, their Tam. Of Becholif, and if it had Dvash, it's Matzah Ashira. Another shaila is that matzah has to be a matzah haroi. Getting back to matzah haroi l'shiva. The mon was only able to last one day. It's a psul that it's not matzah haroi l'shiva. And if another aro, we know that matzah needs to be shmira. Shmira from becoming chametz. L'chayr, the mon is not able to have shmira because it's anyways not able to become chametz. So felt in the shmira. Now what bracha did they make on the mon? So the first Gemara in Brachas that they made Birchas Hamozoin la'achroina. The Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin, the first Bracha of Birchas Hamozoin by the month. And that's why some people say in the Bracha of Birchas Hamozoin, Poiseches Yodecho Masbiya L'chol Chai Rotzoin. It should say Poiseches Yodecho Masbiya L'chol Chai Mozoin. No, it's going on the time of the month when it was Masbiya L'chol Chai Rotzoin. Yeah, there ain't his Rotzoin. What he wanted it to taste like, that's what tasted in the month. But the Shaila is, what Bracha Rishoina did they make? Did they make Hamoiti Lechem in Ha'aretz? Or Amoitzi Lechem in Hashemayim. In the Bnei Yisosru, he says there was no bracha b'chlal. It says, Osel Lihonis min ha'olam hazeh b'li bracha. Or with the mon, the Marsha says in Chagiga was from Olam Haba. There's no Osel Lihonis min ha'olam haba b'li bracha. There was no bracha b'chlal on the mon. In the Nefesh HaChaim from Abchaim Palachi, he has a whole shayla l'chor to be mezoinis. Because it was Kitzapiches b'dvash, it has a din of Pasav b'kisn, and he has a whole pilpul. And the end, he comes out, no, with the Kevei Suda. But still, so is it Amoiti Lechem in Hashemayim? Or is it Amoiti Lechem in Haaretz? And then you have to know, on the time that the Taka tasted like anything, there's a Machloikis in the Gemara in Yuma, Dafai and Hay. Did the Tam and the Mamoshes turn into that thing? Or just the Tam? If Mamish, the Mamoshes turned into that thing, it turned into bubblegum, to lasagna, to Vosnevils, so then you made the bracha of that thing. Avad? But on the time that it's only the Tam, but the Mamoshes still say the Mamoshes of Mon, then you have to know what bracha you made. Maybe I'm oitzi lechem min hashamayim. State in the pasuk leman anasenu hayelech b'soyrosi imloy. The mon was an asoyin. What was the asoyin of the mon? So I saw pshat from Rabbi Yonis Naibishit. He says the asoyin of the mon was state if a person wants to be matzliach in Torah, a pas b'melech toich lemayim b'mesura tishte. And here you have a mon. It's on your table, and du kannst trachten was du willst. Or but the asoyin one. To trach that it should be lechem. Right? If you want to be matzliach in Torah, there's a seder, there's a mahalach, nishmat esen, all kinds of moisris. It was in a sign that you had the opportunity to talk and think whatever you wanted. And in a sign was, l'man anasenu, hayelech b'seirosi. Right? Hayelech b'seirosi. Kachi darkoi shel Torah. Pas b'melech toichu. The halicha of the derech of Torah, that was in a sign. I saw a different shot. That the Nisoyin was, Be'emes, it's a tremendous Nisoyin. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Yofa Talmud Torah im derech Eretz. She yegiya shnei mishkachas avin. A person has sometimes the other tirda also, to only be in Torah. Sometimes it can lead a person to Nisoyin. And shteita, it's a grace in Nisoyin. And Be'emes, it's a Nisoyin, different people have different Nisoyinis. But a lot of people in this door, Tzai Bochrim and Tzai Ingolait, have a matziv, kimat, of Achilas Hamon, in the sense that they mamish don't have ol parnosa. And it's a big Nisoyin. Because if you think that in such a matzav, when you bechlal don't have that ol parnos at all, mamish totally in the meshiktsu als think in the gashmias. If you think it's a groisa kunst that you learn 6, 8, macha cheshbon how much you learn hours a day, oy vavoy, because in such a matzav that you katak learn 12 or whatever the cheshbon is, yadirena machvayne cheshbonis. So it's not like okay, see the 2/3, oy vavoy lecha. Better it should be. You have to know that if you taka were given the schus and also the nesoyin of that taka of kulei Torah. Of that taka they were pyrek mimcha oil derech eretz, so big makabel ol Torah. Someone that is in a matzah that he's taka and he has the yecholus, no tirdus of these kind of inyanim, and he's able to learn the 12 hours. So if he's learning 6 or 8 hours, he's pyrek me'atz my ol Torah. He's not doing kacha kacha good. He's being pyrek me'atz my ol Torah. And that kumenem a matzah that mavirin olav chazora that the ol derech eretz. You have to know that's an asoyin. A lot of people have this the asoyin of oichle amon in this door. That if you have the opportunity to mamish be kol kakuloi shakua in learning, that's what you have to do. And only that. And to the full koiches. To think it's doing ganz good. You learn 5 times more than the average balabos. This. That's not what we're looking for if you were taka given this gevaldik matzav of not bechlal having the nesiyonis. You have to know it. You have to use it to the full koiches. Lamana nesenus is anesoyin. And it's a gewaltige matze that the Eberste Gefährten weist us in this slav of the Golas. It required it for Klal Yisrael to be such a matze that so many people have this Yecholus. It's mamish a gewaltige matze. Oh, but you have to, it's the Nesoyen to use it till the full Koiches. It's Poshet Azay. Shtei Taka, Zeh HaDobra Shatziv HaShem about the Mon, Perek Tezayin, Pasek Tezayin, into Santa Balaturim, he says that in this Pasek is every single letter of the Aleph Beis. I don't know if there's another Pasek in the Torah like that. Every single letter of the Aleph Beis is in this pasuk. He says, because if you makabel on yourself, kol haTorah kuli, you makabel yourself, taka all Torah, of them come to mon, right? Vayomer Yisrael, mon who is the Rosh Hashanah, is the same letters as emuna. If you makabel yourself, taka, the old Torah, with the kol chav beis, oisis of Aleph Beis, betaka zayin the mon. If you makabel azoy, betayin azoy. Oh, but it means the Kabbalah with the ganze koiches. It means the Kabbalah with the ganze koiches. And be'emes, we were given the mon. The Gevaldik Adiyak, there's a pasuk, it says, Kach Tzin Senes Mon, and give it L'doiris. How come it's not a dominion on mitzvahs? How come the Rambam doesn't bring it? Reb Chaim Retov Demshoin, that the Rambam doesn't bring the din, that there was a din of Kach Tzin Senes Mon. L'choy, it's a din L'doiris. Kach Tzin Senes Mon, always there should be Mon. Mon symbolizes the fact that the Eibush to fear the Welt, and that we should have to just be Makayim Mitzvah and learn. And the Panosim had come up from the Rashoin, the Mahalach from Reb Shem Bar Yochai. It's Vush status. So I heard Gevaldik Adiyak, Moiridik Adiyak. The Rambam in Hilchas Yesoidi Atoira, in Perak Ches, Halacha Aleph, he has an arichas to explain that this that we're maiming in Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is not because of the Nisim that Moshe Rabbeinu did, because if you're going to be maiming in the Navi because of Nisim, it could become Yesh Boi Doifi, but Toich HaDvarim, he's writing, why did Moshe Rabbeinu do all these Nisim if it's not to be Mevasis his Nevuah? Lutzoyrich. And he says, they needed to get rid of the Mitzrayim, so he was Shekeah the Hem the Yam. Samu, they were thirsty, who? Klaisel, they were thirsty, Baka Lehem Eseven. There's one time when he says, "Tzorachnu l'mazon, we needed food." Hoyrid lonu esamon. Vasteta. He's talking about the Dor HaMidbar. Everything is tzorchu, tzamu, hutzrachu. Everything about them, and he gave them. They needed water. He gave them water. Didn't shteta tzorkenu b'midbar arboim shana dayenu. If you weren't mesapik all about tzorachim in the midbar dayenu. The next one is ilu hachilonu esamon. Doesn't say ilu hachilonu esamon arboim shana. See, because tzorkenu b'midbar arboim shana hachilonu esamon is afedik. Because it's kaseid to that matzah in the door, but someone ashrei misha zoicha to such a matzah, but he has to taka use it. It shouldn't be that nesoyin ishtaka firois ad asoif to be able to be zoicha to be makabel atzmai ol Torah.